Hi, good morning, Alex here. The Lord bless you and bless you real good. We looked last time that Jesus came to his troubled disciples and he said to them, "Peace I give to you." No, let me correct that. He did say, "My peace I give to you." It wasn't just a worldly peace. It's a his peace that he was given to them. "My peace," he said. And then we find this morning in John chapter 15, Jesus again says to his disciples, "If you keep my commandments," listen to this, "you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." So he not only gives us his peace, he gives us his love as well. Different kind of love from the world's love. It's a Jesus love. He loves us. God loves us. He loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten Son. And so Jesus says, if you abide, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You see, it's not because of what we do that makes him love us. He loves us because of who we are. We're his. We're his children. We're his disciples. We're his followers. And we do for him not because we have to do. We follow him not because we have to follow him. We obey him not because we have to obey him, but we do it because we want to. So he's taken us from the having to do to the wanting to do. And when you love him, it's not the case of having to do, but I believe it's a case of wanting to do. I want to follow him. He loves me. I want to obey him because he loves me. I want to walk after him because he loves me. And there's a difference. It's away from the having to do to a place of wanting to do. You know, we get into a place where we say, "Well, I have to go to church now that I'm a Christian." No, when we realize and recognize and walk in his love, we don't have to go to church. We want to go to church. We don't have to read the Bible. We want to read the Bible. We don't have to pray. We want to pray. And that's what this true love is. And it's his love. It's not a world love, but it's his love. So he not only offered his disciples and gave his disciples his peace, but he gave them and he gives us this day his love. So we're not only walking in his peace, but we're also walking in his love. And that's different. I'm not always trying to keep God's loving me. He may not always love me because of what I do, but he loves me because of who I am. I'm his child. I'm his son. You're his son. You're his daughter. That's why he loves us. Not trying to please him, wanting to please him, because we have his love in each of us today. Are you walking in His love? I trust you are. Remembering, it's His love. If we abide in Him, He gives us, we walk in His love. Father, we thank you for your love. We bless you for it, that we can walk in it. And because we have this love that you've given us, we want to please you. We want to serve you. We want to walk in your ways. We want to be the best for you that we can. We want to do it. Help us, Lord, to do it in Jesus' name. Amen.